Managing your negative inner voice, taking control of your inner dialogue to be more productive. I'm Josh Mitchell. Imagine this. It's 6:55 a.m. You just woke up and realize you have a meeting at 7:30 and agreed to grab coffee for your coworkers. The line at the drive-thru is always wrapped around the building by 7 a.m., and the slow barista is probably working today. But you think you can make it. You spring out of bed, jump into the shower, and do the abbreviated version of your morning routine. You run through the events of your day in your head, and it dawns on you that you're having your in-laws over for an early dinner tonight. You agreed with your spouse a few days ago to organize the mess in the living room before they arrive at 5 p.m., but you have a work-related call that's going to end 30 minutes before that at the earliest. You devise a plan. As you finish pulling on your socks, you realize you haven't said a single word out loud today. All of this thinking has happened in your head. Has anything like this ever happened to you? Most adults have an inner voice that narrates, reasons, and strategizes all day long. Psychologists call this inner monologue or self-talk. For most adults, the inner voice could be what causes stress in your life. How you talk to yourself impacts your quality of life and well-being. We all deal with this inner voice differently, but what if managing your inner voice could help you become more productive and pleasant in your life and work? Your inner voice is what interprets your boss's latest comment. Why did he say that? Am I going to get fired? Was it the expression on my face? Why is he always like this? On the other hand, your inner voice is what brings meaning and understanding to your life. Oh yeah, I remember why I took this job. I can put up with this. I've got this. We talk to ourselves all the time. You may have heard the phrase positive self-talk, a chant that sounds nice, but can seem a little weird. Here's a different way to think about it, telling ourselves stories. We have the ability to tell ourselves stories in our lives. Jonathan Gottschall illustrates this in his book, The Storytelling Animal. We are, as a species, addicted to story. Even when the body goes to sleep, the mind stays up all night telling itself stories. The storytelling mind is allergic to uncertainty, randomness, and coincidence. It is addicted to meaning. If the storytelling mind cannot find meaningful patterns in the world, it will try to impose them. In short, the storytelling mind is a factory that churns out true stories when it can, but will manufacture lies when it can't. That's from Jonathan Gottschall's book, The Storytelling Animal, How Stories Make Us Human. Even if you don't remember your dreams, you may have experienced the joy of waking up and being able to see something so much more clearly. You may have also experienced the opposite, waking up and feeling fear or anxiety about an issue, only to find out later that everything was okay. This is because our brains continue to work even while we're sleeping, solving problems and bringing meaning to our lives, even when that meaning is wrong. This can be problematic when we have negative or wrong mindset regarding issues at work. Our inner voice intersecting with our work. Many of our jobs today are knowledge-based positions. When we make sense of information, we do that based on input. We do that based on our mind and how we perceive information. You know this is true because if you're reading this and following along with what we're talking about right here, you probably don't work in a factory every day. Peter Drucker called this knowledge work. Merlin Mann simplified this later by saying, we bring value to information. Bringing value to information in our work requires our brains to be functioning at their best. Too often, as you probably have experienced, our brains are not at their best. So quieting the negative voice in our heads could be the path to doing better work in our jobs and making contributions in our family. How we talk to ourselves is directly correlated to how productive and pleasant we will be. In other words, managing your inner voice is something you will always have to deal with, and it will always impact your working and operating mindset. So here's a possible solution. Dr. Neil Fiore, author of The Now Habit, a strategic program for overcoming procrastination and enjoying guilt-free play, explains that many adults bring over a I have to inner voice from childhood. This have to voice leads to procrastination and stress. An example would be, I have to do my taxes. I have to do this event or do this thing for my spouse. According to Fiore, the have-to voice creates stress and frustration because it reminds us what it was to be a helpless child when we could not control our schedule and assignments. The reality is, we're no longer children, and while we do have obligations to our families, job, and country, making ourselves do stuff creates a sense of overwhelm and can make ourselves feel like a cog in the system. His solution is to use an I choose to voice, which reminds us that we have agency, we have control, we are adults. When you tell yourself, I choose to do my taxes or whatever, you remember you have control over when it gets done and how it will happen. You may not control the deadline, but you do control how you manage it. This can apply to other tasks in your job and family, such as organizing your files, sending an email, or cleaning the toilets. The secret to managing your inner voice is to remember it needs to be managed. Just like a good manager would do at a great company, consider how you may be able to play the role of the manager for your thoughts. Remind yourself that you have the ability to choose what to focus your attention on, and you can choose what to ignore, and you can choose what things will allow to loop in your brain as you operate in your daily life. This was Managing Your Negative Inner Voice, Taking Control of Your Inner Dialogue to Be More Productive. I'm Josh Mitchell. If you enjoyed listening or reading this post, I would just encourage you to share it with somebody in your life who needs to hear it, somebody that could benefit from quieting the negative inner voice in their head, and maybe this could start a conversation between you.